Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. A Villisca woman was injured in a rollover accident in Montgomery County Tuesday. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old Karen McCord was driving a 1996 Honda Accord westbound on 115th Street when she lost control due to overcorrecting. The vehicle started to rotate in a counterclockwise motion and entered into the south ditch. The vehicle's tires then dug into the soft dirt and rolled over onto its roof. McCord was upside down and unbuckled her seatbelt and became wedged and unable to get herself out. She was removed from the vehicle by the investigating officer and moved to a safe area away from the vehicle. McCord was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by Griswold Rescue. She was cited for failure to maintain control. A Clarinda man was injured in a motorcycle accident near Hepburn Wednesday evening. The Page County Sheriff's Office says 35-year-old Jamie Vandell of Clarinda was southbound on Redwood Avenue when a deer ran in front of him. Vandell swerved to miss the deer and lost control of the motorcycle that ended up on its side. Vandell was transported by Clarinda EMS to Clarinda Regional Health Center, where he was being treated for injuries sustained from the accident. No citations were issued and the investigation is complete. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has closed the Goldenrod access to the Nishnabotna River, which is on the east edge of Hamburg, to all boat traffic except for emergency vessels. The access to the Nishnabotna River was closed due to high water and unsafe conditions from Goldenrod downstream to the confluence with the Missouri River. Boaters may use the ramp at the Riverton Wildlife Area near Riverton to launch their craft to the Nishnabotna River. Riverton is about 6 miles upstream, and the river levels are more conducive to boating. The Council Bluffs Police Department is warning motorists and citizens of heavy traffic in the 3500 to 4200 block of Veterans Memorial Highway. Due to the Corps of Engineers Missouri River Levee Seepage Blanket Project, there will be heavy truck traffic entering and exiting Veterans Memorial Highway at the ATV parking lot on the north side. All westbound traffic will need to be prepared to merge to the left lane west of South 35th Street. Traffic control devices will assist motorists with the merge, while the right lane will be dedicated to truck traffic only. The Cass County Board of Supervisors approved a wage adjustment for one county employee, but denied two other wage adjustment requests at their meeting this morning. Mental Health Director Teresa Canning had requested an adjustment for her assistant, Debbie Schuler, to go from $1,437 per pay period to $1,539, and an adjustment for assistant Vicki Adams to go from $1,083 per pay period to $1,279. Supervisor Chuck Keenan was not in favor of the pay raises.
First of all, these pay raises are completely out of line.
They're in line with what other individuals in this courthouse are being paid,
pay Chuck. Raises, and I'm just not for giving pay raises in the middle of the year. This is too big of a pay raise. They got a 2%. Already this year.
Canning explained to the board why she is requesting the raises.
When I first came down with my budget, I had the raises in the budget. I was told to back it back down to the proposed 2%. I did that in the budget discussions. But I indicated back then that I didn't feel it was fair that my staff was being paid less than other staffs doing similar jobs in this courthouse.
Canning said she has been saying this for many years.
We have staff that have been here less than a year that are making more during clerical work, and Vicki has been here for 7 years. And people come in hired at more than my staff are making. Debbie was hired to do an equal position to a deputy in the auditor's office, the treasurer's office, the recorder's office, and she was required to have a degree coming in. I don't find it equitable pay when there's an artificial ceiling there because it's my department.
Keenan said he doesn't understand how you can justify wage changes by what another office is making.
They have all the other different jobs. So why isn't Mitch Holmes making $15 million a pay period?
Well, he's the director.
Yeah, and he's getting paid less than what some of the other people get paid.
The supervisors approved a wage change for Stacy Platt, assistant to the county attorney, to go from $1,279 a pay period to $1,539. The supervisors said they had already discussed the wage change with county attorney Dan Feisner because he is bringing the money to pay her out of what she has brought in. Southwest Iowa Family Services has announced that the Ann W. Wickman Child Development Center recently completed its first year of operations. Hal Groenwald, SWIFT's president, said the center currently has 138 children enrolled with 22 staff members employed, in addition to Executive Director Diana Williams. Groenwald said from day one, the numbers were greater than anticipated.
You know, you've heard the expression, if you build it, they will come, but you need to build something they all want to come to. And I think that's what we did here, so we feel pretty good about the way it's turned out. Of course, a lot of that is attributable to Diana Williams and her staff and the way they're operating it. The YMCA has just done a terrific job of running the operations. So we're real pleased after the first year. Hope the next year is even better.
The SWIFT's board also announced completion of its capital fundraising campaign, which generated over $1,150,000 in grants and donations, covering over 70% of construction costs. The remainder of the costs are covered by long-term mortgages from USDA Rural Development and First Whitney Bank and Trust. Groenwald would like to thank everyone who contributed to this effort. And Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Ann McCurdy will be stepping down at the end of July. Bennett Blake has the story.
Looking back at her time as Chamber Director, McCurdy says she can't imagine a better way to have gotten to know the community.
Great volunteers, great business owners, just wonderful people in the community, and it's certainly all of the people that I'll miss the most just in the day-to-day. You know, I'm not really going anywhere else to be a part of the community, but we've had so many fun events and certainly have a challenge on our hands right now with RAGBRAI too, and it's great working with so many different committees and getting to know all these people and their talents and seeing them really shine in their different volunteer roles.
McCurdy has served as the executive director since April of 2007. She says the position takes a lot of flexibility and enthusiasm.
Number one thing probably is to have a passion for Atlantic and the whole Atlantic area, passion and desire to see things grow and thrive and to be welcoming and positive. I hope that they can find another director who will do even better than I was at, you know, making sure that we're always representing Atlantic as a positive, great place to be.
McCurdy's last day at the chamber is scheduled to be Friday, July 29th. Her plans are to become a stay-at-home mom. She and her husband, John, have three children. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.